Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Lauren Cervik, Director, Public Policy Strategy and Sustainability with Minnesota Pork, joining us, recapping the Minnesota Pork Producers Day on the Hill on Wednesday in St. Paul.
Yeah, it's always important to get up to the Capitol, especially right now. They're really at the kind of precipice of the season where they're hearing a lot of bills because committee deadlines are coming up. So it was a really good time to get up there and talk with our elected officials. We had a good handful of farmers and, like you said, some staff that joined to go around and meet with some different legislators and talk about issues that are really important to pig farmers. And I think we had a lot of good meetings. There's always more work to be done, especially as we get towards the end of this hearing time, and then we'll start moving into the bills where we'll start to see them come together and see what's included and what's not. So always really important, though, to have farmers get up there, talk to their elected officials, help them understand how proposed legislation might impact their farms, their families, and their rural communities.
Lauren says it's great for pork producers to meet with their local legislative leaders as they represent them in St. Paul, but that farm disconnect is still there, so it's great to build that relationship.
Absolutely. I think it's really important, especially to help keep track of what's going on at the legislature. There are a ton of bills moving through, and as elected officials, it's hard to keep track of all the ones that are going on. So I think it's always good when farmers can go up and talk about the couple key issues that they're really watching and ones that could really impact them, keep them front of mind for their elected officials, and kind of keep that as they go into, like I said, this time where the bills start coming together and we understand what's going to be in and what's going to be out. Most of the elected officials yesterday commented on how many bills there are. There's almost over 5,000 bills in both the House and the Senate, so almost 10,000 bills total. And that's a lot. That's a lot to sort through. And so keeping the ones really important to farmers front of mind is really important for us.
Lauren Cervik with Minnesota Pork joining us said they talked about a variety of topics.
It was kind of on general topics. There's a couple key areas that we always kind of are key to what pig farmers are doing. One of those being animal health and animal well-being. Another has been the large focus around nitrates from concerns about that in drinking water, but then also just larger environmental permitting and reform discussions. Those were kind of the three big topics that we talked about. There are some bills within each of those specifically, but those were the big ones we were watching and just making sure that, especially as an elected official sees something come across their desk, that they remember their meeting with a pork producer from their district and they think about how is this going to impact them and the health of their animals or how they handle their manure or what they might be looking at for environmental permitting.
When it comes to the nitrate topic, I mentioned to Lauren if there was conversation where legislators were pointing at agriculture as one of the causes, or where is that concern? Where does agriculture fit in that nitrate discussion?
I think, to your point, there's lots of potential causes, and farmers can definitely be part of the solution. And so I think we've really been trying to focus on the good work that farmers have been doing to reduce any potential loss of nutrients, be that nitrates or others, when they're using commercial fertilizer or manure. And then also making sure that we have systems in place that if farmers want to try new practices that might help them further reduce those things, that those are available and they've taken some of the risk out of it, because obviously agriculture has been a really kind of dynamic and interesting economic situation lately. And so making sure that farmers have access to the practices and changes they want to make, recognizing that they have the potential to help prevent nutrient loss and things like that that can get into our water. And a lot of focus of that has been on southeast Minnesota, and so we've been paying a lot of close attention to that. There's some different ideas moving forward. And then beyond the elected officials, continuing to work really closely with the state agencies who work in that area, so our Department of Agriculture, the Pollution Control Agency, the Department of Health, making sure we can be good partners along that process, because it's going to take all of us working together, local municipalities, farmers, government agencies. We're all going to have to work together to make sure that all Minnesotans can have safe and clean drinking water.
Lauren Cervik with Minnesota Pork joining us, recapping their day on the Hill on Wednesday. I mentioned to Lauren, when it comes to the story of traceability and sustainability, the pork industry has been a leader.
Absolutely, and it's something that actually we kind of highlighted at our Hill visit day, was reminding elected officials all the work that farmers do to be really responsible with taking care of their animals, making sure they get the best value out of their manure. It's a really important sustainability story, is what manure can do for crop production, and how we apply manure, how it's utilized by the crops, and making sure that folks understand that's really important and actually a really sustainable story that keeps that nutrient cycle all right here in Minnesota, which is great. And so, like you said, we've been pretty transparent about how farmers go about their business. We have a number of sustainability goals that we are tracking against. We do on-farm sustainability reports to help both elected officials and just our neighbors and the general public understand and feel comfortable with modern production agriculture practices, because if you aren't familiar with them, there's a lot of chance for either potential legislation or other ideas to come up that maybe don't best support farmers in what they're trying to do and provide food for hungry people, while also making sure we do the right thing by our animals and the environment. And so we're going to continue doing that, and it's definitely a key message we take to the legislature with us.
Lauren brings up the topic of manure, and I mentioned the cervic, where I like how the phrase of nutrient is used instead of maybe the word waste, because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding from the non-farm population that, well, manure is a waste, but no, it's such a vital and important role on any farm operation.
Yeah, it's really important, and I think it's a big opportunity, especially for those with animals and livestock. We all know the value, especially in the last couple of years where we've seen, for example, nitrogen prices quite high. I've had farmers that say they wish they had more manure to apply to their acres because of not only that nutrient value, but there's a lot of other good beneficial microbes and things like that in manure that really help build soil health, which is really important, especially as we come into like drought season and things like that. So helping people understand and, to your point, kind of change their view of manure is important, because it's truly a valuable resource for Minnesota farmers.
Foreign animal disease is brought up quite frequently in being prepared on the federal level, but Lauren says there's also concern here statewide.
Yeah, and we actually had a hearing yesterday in the House Environment Committee talking about feral swine, which we know is a potential vector for bringing in a foreign animal disease from other countries. And so there are definitely things where there's a state and federal approach to preventing and also being prepared for a foreign animal disease. And one of those is making sure that we have a robust system to deal if there's feral swine ever found in the state, that they're quickly dealt with. And so where it makes sense, we try to make sure that at every level we are protected and preparing for a foreign animal disease outbreak. We're really proud of the work and investments we've seen at our Board of Animal Health and our Department of Agriculture to be ready and be prepared. They've done different tabletop exercises, a lot of work with the industry, which is really great to see, to make sure that if something were to happen, we're prepared. And that includes, like yesterday, making sure we're on top of feral swine. And so we'll continue that, and we'll be going out to D.C. here in a little bit to talk about the Farm Bill, which is where we'll see a lot of our federal asks when it comes to foreign animal disease preparedness. So keeping pigs healthy is always top of mind for us.
Lauren Cervic joining us on CASM Radio on your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week. Lauren serves as Director, Public Policy Strategy and Sustainability with Minnesota Pork, and recapping a very, very good day on Wednesday as Minnesota pork producers were in St. Paul for their day on the Hill. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio, number one farm radio in Central Minnesota. I'm Joe Gill.